United States.
Lexington. Advantage, Harris. Kamala Harris is a better debater than Donald Trump. Will it matter?
All the things that we've done, nobody's ever, never seen anything like, even from a medical standpoint. Right to Try, where we can try space-age materials instead of going to Asia or to Europe and trying to get when you're terminally ill. Now you can go and you can get something. You sign a document. Thus spake Donald Trump during his debate with President Joe Biden in June. Sift a bit, and maybe consult Google, and you can extract the meaning from the heap of words, shoveled up as part of his closing argument. The debate, a disaster for Mr. Biden, may yet also prove one for Mr. Trump, who did well that evening only because his opponent did worse. In fact, Mr. Biden's answers often seemed more on point when read in transcription. His shaky delivery doomed him, along with his failure to counter his blundering adversary. Mr. Trump looped back on himself, adduced perplexing facts, we bought the certain dog, and emitted gassy bubbles of unreality that a nimbler opponent, with a sharper wit, would have delighted in popping. Everybody, without exception, wanted Roe v. Wade overturned? Nancy Pelosi said, I take full responsibility for the attack on the Capitol on January 6, 2021. We're living in hell? Really? Vice President Kamala Harris may prove to be that nimble, mocking adversary if Mr. Trump debates her as planned on September 10th. A review of her debate so far, including in her statewide campaigns in California, suggests she is far less prone in such face-offs to the abstract meandering that, before she was the nominee, could confuse audiences during her extemporaneous remarks or interviews. The presence of an adversary seems to focus and energize her. Mr. Trump has a gift for upselling people already inclined to buy his wares. Ms. Harris trained as a prosecutor to persuade diverse juries to believe her story rather than a contending one. The candidates' prior careers may have left both of them less preoccupied with nuance or objective truth than with their preferred sets of facts. But where his experience persuaded Mr. Trump of the power of the bombast he has called truthful hyperbole, her own background appears to have concentrated Ms. Harris on preparing her cases to overcome reasonable doubts, while scrutinizing her opponent's arguments for weaknesses. That's not true, Senator Harris exclaimed during the fifth Democratic primary debate on November 20, 2019, when Joe Biden claimed to have been endorsed by the only African-American woman ever elected to the Senate. The other one is here, she added. As she often does during such attacks, she laughed merrily, choosing to be amused rather than offended by her pitiable adversary, and the audience laughed along with her. In what proved a pivotal moment in her race for Attorney General of California in 2010, her opponent, a longtime public prosecutor named Steve Cooley, was asked if he would accept his pension for previous service along with the salary that would go with the new position. He said he would because he had definitely earned it and would rely on it to supplement the very low, incredibly low salary that's paid to the state attorney general. Ms. Harris lit up like a blowtorch. Go for it, Steve, she said, laughing uproariously. You've earned it, there's no question. Mr. Trump seldom, if ever, smiles in debate, much less laughs. Ms. Harris can also be deft in flashing anger, turning attempts by opponents to paint her as weak into opportunities to show strength. I will not sit here and be lectured by the Vice President on what it means to enforce the laws of our country, Ms. Harris shot back during her debate with Vice President Mike Pence in October 2020, a contest she won, according to polls at the time. Ms. Harris has less experience on this big stage, and she has many vulnerabilities. Mr. Trump may succeed in embarrassing her over the withdrawal from Afghanistan or illegal immigration. He will no doubt accuse her of reversing herself on important positions. But here Ms. Harris might prove to have the stronger hand. She seems more at home with her new stances. Mr. Trump, by contrast, is struggling to find some new middle-ish ground on one of her core issues, reproductive rights. And while Mr. Trump has yet to settle on a line of attack against Ms. Harris, toggling between treating her as a joke and a menace, she has been honing her criticisms of him for years. Mr. Trump is so prickly about his self-image, if not his honour, that he has been easy to bait into defensive claims about everything from his intelligence to his golf swing. A sign of Ms. Harris's confidence is that while Mr. Biden requested that the debaters' microphones be silenced when it was not their turn to speak, to prevent Mr. Trump from interrupting, she wanted them left open. The Harris campaign repeatedly told the press that Mr. Trump's aides were insisting the mics be closed, in a clear bid to taunt Mr. Trump into overruling them. He did not. Ms. Harris is betting that Mr. Trump's urge to project dominance will get him in trouble. She made the much milder Mr. Pence look like a cad and herself appear strong by staring him down and sternly saying, "Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking," when he interrupted her. That moment went viral on social media, and it clearly haunts Mr. Trump. He cited it recently in calling Ms. Harris a nasty person who was horrible to Mr. Pence, though threats by Mr. Trump's supporters to hang Mr. Pence might seem a bit harsher. Before Mr. Biden's belly flop in June, conventional wisdom had concluded debates don't matter much. Polls showed, for example, that in 2016 Hillary Clinton easily won all three debates against Mr. Trump. But in contrast to Ms. Clinton or Mr. Trump, Americans are still getting to know Ms. Harris. This debate is her best chance before the election to show she would be the better president.